Blog Talk Radio. Hi all and welcome to Cosmic Voice again on Thursday, May the 8th. First two songs there tonight were Sweet and a song called Action. Everybody wants a piece of the action. Well, they sure do. There's words in that say liar, liar, liar. And the second song, courtesy of Mr. Neil Keenan, was about Karen Hughes. I hope you enjoyed it, Karen. And on that note, I'm going to hand you over to Drake.
And just what am I supposed to do with all that?
Decipher it.
Yeah,
Hand
okay.
to me.
Well, there's a lot of people like to know what's going on. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of this stuff is not easily found. You all going to have to dig a little deeper, scratch the surface a little harder. In some cases, beating somebody over the head wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, it's kind of like getting the mule's attention.
Is it not a good thing, though, at this time, Drake, that all the intel's dried up because things are happening?
Well, everybody's scared. And
yeah.
Yet I still got some people that will talk to me here and there in certain ways. Some of it's called code speak. And if you know how to read it, you can discern a lot. Now, code speak is things that come out publicly. I can do that, but it's easier for me just to be blunt. It's more fun to watch the starch crinkle up on a politician than it is to just make them wonder what the hell that was. My way of thinking is, you know, if somebody wants to play, let's roll them in the mud. Pigs and nasty things of that nature seem to like it. Then they find out I like rolling in the mud too. Ooh, it goes between your toes and all that. It is fun. Anyway, I'll have everybody note that each and every last piece of news about Russia is negative. I'll have everybody note that it was recently found, and I posted some of this, that certain people were being caught who were agents, and they're involved in the Ukraine crisis, and the crisis is being fomented. Never let a good, perfectly good crisis go to waste. Well, they ain't. They want to beef this up and jump all over it and manufacture a new Cold War and all kinds of happy stuff with this one. Anything they can think of to throw at it, they will. Now, there's a couple problems. First is that Putin has stayed out of the Ukraine pretty much, contrary to popular belief. He pulled back his troops like he promised he would. He has abided by the laws, international, and the state laws involving the Ukraine in terms of Crimea. So they want to play games. And in order to placate things, and I've asked this of everybody that might have something that they could say, and that deals with the idea of stopping the violence. I stipulated this very clearly. Yeah, go ahead with the elections. Why not? Then they say, they ought to delay this. Mr. Putin asked these people to delay their vote on autonomy. And the people who don't have foresight decided to go ahead with it. So Monday they're going to vote. That's going to be interesting. This is a fourth vote that I know of that's going on over there. Yeah, not just the one you heard about in Crimea, but others. Then you got people like Yahoo News and others putting out the falsity that 70-80% don't want a referendum. 70-80% don't want to fool with Russia. Everybody wants to keep a united Ukraine. Well, that can be negotiated. Yeah, dig on that and think about it. It's not absolute that that Crimea remains in Russia. It can become a portion of a state of the Ukraine, as an example. That's just one of several ways to go about this. What's interesting is that the oligarch bankers that have been stuck into office in the Ukraine are still thinking it's cool to use troops against the civilian population. I don't know of anything further from sound wisdom than making an enemy between the people and the state in terms of doing something of that nature. I don't know of anything dumber than doing that. To go along with that, you get a bunch of radical dingleberries over there that think they're cool and they are in control, and they're not going to have it any other way. This is why the vote is supposed to take place anyway. Now, the ideology here is to force things. Basically, it's simple. Just as simple as that. The people I would call radicals, and that's us included in some of this stuff, specifically in the Ukraine, want to push things. And I don't blame them for having a problem with what's going on. However, if you handle it correctly, you don't have to shoot anybody else. You do not have to have barriers. You don't have to take over government buildings or any of that. You can simply take it by the electoral. Now, I would suggest a united Ukraine is best. Just that simple. It's not a large country, and it's not well off. It's growing. There are some good possibilities. Now, some of the problems are the same as what we have here. The high unemployment, low safety net monetary levels, et cetera. And the thing, that grates on everybody. As an example, we're supposed to have strikes all over the world at all your fast food restaurants because they demand $10 an hour or whatever it is, $10.50, $10.30. Well, same sort of missing the boat will take place with that. Oh, yeah, Obamacare is going to cost you about $4 a month, $4 an hour. Think about that. You're going in a hole anyway, dude. Your boat's going to sink worse than it was before. And raising the minimum wage ain't got nothing to do with it except that they can force people to have the money to pay the bill. Ooh, whose idea of the bill? Well, hello, Pelosi. You ramrodded that through. There's a lot of things going on. Now, you got people in varying positions that are playing games. One of those is an ex-KGB officer who just happens to have influence over some of these, quote, radical groups, pro-Russian. Well, there's nothing wrong with being pro-Russian. There's nothing wrong with being pro-Ukraine. There's nothing wrong with figuring out a way, and this has been offered already, where you don't separate up or divvy up a country. Now, they're talking about all these little things of illegal occupation. Really? Well, the whole of the Ukraine don't got the cash to reimburse Russia for the investment they made in the naval bases, et cetera. So I look at that as being a little bit, lacking in common sense, let's say. They're not going to let go of it. It's just like the pipeline. Screw with it and watch what happens. Russia will send some people after you. Why? Well, they're the ones that primarily did it. And so, you know, you've got all of these things going on. Now, Russia could be nasty and turn the gas off, but they haven't done that. They could have invaded, and they haven't done that. You're finding a reasonability on one side and a lack of the same on the other in terms of using troops against civilian people, civilian populations, period. That's a big no-no. But it has been found that one of the psychologies of warfare that works very well is to destroy the civilian population. The only country on this planet ever used nuclear weapons was the United States. We did it twice in Japan. We should have accepted their surrender before we dropped either one of those bombs. Yeah, they offered to surrender. Please, you know, don't hurt us. They found out about what these weapons could do, but the horrific complement of it was not known because they had never done that type of exercise of a weapon before, specifically nuclear or otherwise. So you have the, quote, horrors of war. Anybody who's been on the battlefield, and that's all the vets out there, know what the horrors of war are. It really gets fun when you get back home and people such as the Arizona VA kill you because it's convenient. And I get a bonus. Cool. My question that I just posted about the Secretary of the VA is, well, if he's not going to resign, that's fine. Who faces criminal charges over this? I don't want their job. They definitely should have been fired the minute it was found out, number one. Number two, anybody complicit with it also needs to be taken out of circulation. You don't want them to have the opportunity to do it again, now do we? Well, I offer further that there's a lot of wrongful death. There's a lot of intentional death. Yeah, they knew. This has been going on for years, and these people don't get it. Well, fine. So you got a whole bunch of fun and games going on all over the place, and you also have what's called distractions. What are the main issues? Well, the main issue is that supposedly we're going to have a financial collapse in the next few days. That's one of the goodies. Supposedly, China is going to come in and take over. Supposedly, they're also going to enforce martial law and all this other happy stuff. Now, I hate to differ with people, but I don't know who's putting this stupidity out. I really don't have a clue, but I think it's hilarious. You're not going to tell me that any law enforcement group, even a big one, is going to go screwing around with the gangs in L.A. and Frisco. I just don't see that they would even win, let alone want to go into who wants to drop somebody in a meat grinder, see if it slows it down. And then you got all the people that are going to go, wow, man, they got to be bad guys. Let's all shoot them. Now, what do you do with the whole population? Not much. So forget the fun and games and stupidity. Ooh, we've got Russian troops massed up around the Canadian border. Really? Would you believe that there are trainings that are going on at all times? In any given moment, you've got around a million foreign troops, boots on the ground, right here in the good old U.S. of A. Get over it. You got 3 from this one, 4 from that one. Oh, we got 250,000 Russian troops. Oh, my. Oh, where are they concentrated in one spot? Now, you got to remember the population differential and how much food and water and whatever they're going to suck up. I mean, think about the sewage problem, okay? You can't bury that much doo-doo in the woods and not go unnoticed. Eventually, the woods are going to get odoriferous. The trees are going to start falling on these guys. I mean, you know, wildlife might even take exception for them being there. There's problems with all these ideologies. Now, the indebtedness that we have with China is a different type than has been put out. Yes, they could convert the debt, but they haven't. What they're doing is they're unloading it. They unloaded a big block not too long ago, a big load of securities. Wasn't near everything they had. Not quite to the contrary. It was quite a bit less than everything they got. Russia has unloaded a bunch of stuff and made deals with other people so that their economy don't go in the toilet. In other words, the basics are this. They are untouchable. Ukraine is not a NATO member, so we can't go running troops in there. Oh, yeah, think about it. So you don't have a treaty organization, you know, with other people supposedly backing us up. Now, the only problem I'm seeing with some of this stuff is when some group, and it don't matter who it is, calls for armed assistance. I can let that go, but who told them that they should give us a call on our phone? Who made us the police force of the planet? And how come is it that I don't see a whole bunch of British, Scottish, pick a country, French troops, an equal number? How about we share it? I haven't seen that yet, and you might take note. We run a couple million people through the last two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, and what do they got, 20,000 troops maybe? We got a couple million? Now, you know, the numbers don't equate. Oh, we don't have the finances to afford to put a standing army together to combat these things. Then you ain't serious. Okay, Israel, where you been? I ain't seen you in any of these. Period. Oh, you got Mossad ops. You got people out there sniping and doing this and doing that, and every once in a while they pop up and things happen. But you're not gonna. You don't see them. If they're such an ally, where are you at? You stand in. You got to close the door open. You stand in the dark watching. I mean, whoopee-doo. Let's go to the front line. Let's be real about this. Then the veterans come back home, find out that the war ain't over, and that they might lose their life in the process. Let's get real. Think about it. What does it take to cause things to start happening? Well, these things have been lightly mentioned by Neil. I can get into some heavier things. I can get into the ideology of things I've mentioned before in depth if need be. I don't propose to do that because it's not necessary. You get the basic idea. That's primarily all you need. Now, where's this? What's the situation here in our own backyard? Well, we've got a couple of agencies, rather dictatorial ones at that, who think they're in charge of everything. Now, when I say everything, I mean each and every last absolute thing that you do can be affected by one simple or singular regulation. The rules. Wait a minute. You just said regulation. And then you got rules. And then you got ring around the rosy where everything is untouchable. How is it that the EPA can go in and certify things that are that have been proven harmful, and yet nobody takes them to task? I mean, look at the financial crisis. One guy goes to jail? Give me a break. There's got to be at least two of them involved in that. I mean, you know, do the math. How is it that people in the State Department got fired from one job and just moved down the hall a bit to the one they were holding anyway? How is it that these people are still employed? Then you got this sequester, all that financial boogaboo. Oh, man, you know, they're going to cut our throats. They haven't done anything. They moved stuff around, made it look good, and nothing happened. Now, think about that. So you got a half-step in government that's sidestepping all the issues and hiding behind anything they can. Obama gives orders. Certain people follow them. People die. And we got to fight for the right to know what happened. Give me a break, Benghazi. Give me a break, Hillary. Oh, that stuff's all done with. Wait until they see. Well, Judge Napolitano got on there and explained how you can go around all that. I just posted that a minute ago. I would suggest, quite seriously, show me. Yeah, that's one of them get her done themes. Show me. Prove to me that you're serious about getting something done, Congress. I mean, you know, we got Mr. Boehner, some people call him other things, in charge. And he done diddly squat, let alone his job. Now, your job is to see to it that things happen correctly, period. Now, you can do other things as well, but that's basically your job. You are to maintain order and foment direction. What does that say? Show me. Go past the congressional committee and time-wasting horse hockey that's happened three or four times before and didn't do anything. Contempt of Congress. So what? What's happened to the people that are in contempt? Nada. They still keep the key to the executive bathroom. You know, they're still in charge of whole divisions of the government. Give me a break. You're not supposed to have crooks in charge of squat, first of all. Secondly, if they are crooks, they need to be prosecuted for it. Period. I mean, Hillary's only got four counts. Eric Holder's got about six or eight so far, proven counts, where he authorized the sale of the guns across international borders to known criminals who turned around and shot our people, and then they were found at the crime scene. Hello? It don't get much clearer than that to me. I mean, and yeah, it sounds like I'm complaining, and I'm bringing up old stuff a little bit. What does this mean? Where are we at? What can the average person do to affect these things? Well, it's pretty simple. Start your little website. Start your little blog. Start your little this. Talk to people. In terms of activism, everybody goes, eh, so what? He's cool to listen to, and he says funny stuff, and that's about it. That's not the purpose of this show. The purpose of this show is the same one that Neil Keenan's site has. We want to take them down. And by taking them down, I mean take them down and out. Pull them out of circulation. I mean, you know, what? I could just see Hillary giving a political speech, and the police show up and put the braces on, haul her butt off. How are you going to run a campaign from a jail cell? Hey, Eric, what happens if your firewall attitudes and directives are in jail? You see what I'm saying here, guys? Valerie Jarrett needs to go. She's the puppet master. She is a puppet herself, but she's also the puppet master, one that dictates to the White House and other areas what is to happen. Now, I've done a lot of research in a whole bunch of areas and found out that there are avenues to approach this. I'd like to see somebody with the guts stand up and do it. I really would. If somebody wants to put themselves in a position to do that, get in touch with us, let us know. I'll see what I can do. There are possibilities that nobody knows about. These are some of the things behind the scenes I haven't mentioned that are happening. They're in process. Progress. Progress is being made. How? Well, more people are listening. More troops are aware of the improprieties. And by improprieties, I mean the deaths of the people in Arizona were considered improprieties in that they didn't live long enough to get their appointment. Oh, poor little whoopsie-woopsie. And that's the cold-hearted fact of the attitude towards it. So in terms of getting into things, there's several ways to go about this. One of those is to recognize that the world's sick. Anybody don't know that, just watch the news for a few minutes. If you don't puke, you'll be all right. Go to Cop Watch, nice little website. Got all kind of gory stuff on there, people getting their brains blowed out and whatever just because they was there. Or somebody didn't get any last night and happened to be a cop with a gun, that sort of thing. You got a bunch of good guys, don't get me wrong. Why is it that the good guys ain't took out the bad guys yet? Hello, guys. Forget that fraternal stuff. If they can lay something at your feet so they don't go to jail, they will. Yeah, that's right. Morality is based in a reality that they don't have. If they did, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Now, you want to get into the fun and games of it, there's going to be some switch-o changes going on. One of those has already happened in South America. Take a look at Brazil and Ecuador and Argentina. That don't come up on the news, but it's there. You want to have fun with it. There's ways to have fun. I had to switch phones. You get them too close to each other and they screech. If somebody has not picked up on the facts of what's happening, then they're going to have to go at things at a level that gives you the understanding. Now, I was asked by certain individuals, which I will not name, got three items. Psychic infection, archons, and channeling. Those are the three basic items. The fun about this goes to some of the things I've talked about. One of those is attitude and what your attitude does. Now, let's see here. I started looking around to get some information together that talks about what psychic infection, archons, and channeling, what they are, and all that sort of thing. And what I found was pretty interesting. I've got four statements from websites I printed out. I would suggest that the main problem is psychic infection. And there's a reason I'm saying that. Most people don't understand how much your attitude affects things. And most people don't understand the realities involved. This goes to the, well, let's say mainstream media. They don't believe that we're anything other than domestic terrorists. My oath of service stipulates that I'm supposed to protect our country from all these people. That's one of the reasons I'm on here. The other one is that it's both foreign and domestic. Now, you have foreign interjections. A couple of those were international banks that decided they were all that. And so I gave some certain people information you couldn't get anywhere else. And guess what? Them international banks don't exist. People that were in charge of it went to jail. I intend to keep doing that. But I have been working on some other things that are that hold similar importance. Now, I'm gonna say first attitudes. Okay, what's the attitudes? Well, then you got what attitude is, where it comes from. Everybody's got a brain, they got thoughts, and I'm gonna get into this just a bit, just to give you guys a basis. before we get into psychics and what psyche is, I wanna look at the simplistic things. Attitudes. If you're grumpy. Funky, nasty, grumpy. Nobody wants to be around you because your sphere of influence has halitosis. It smells like bad breath of some sort, or unwashed armpits, or dirty feet, however you want to put, you know, something nice, and you can get a good idea as to what the smell is. That's the funky attitude. Then you got these people that are too happy. Now, I can't handle one of these bubbly, whippity-doo people first thing in the morning. Now, after I've had my coffee, I'll be all right. But give me a little time there to adjust back to, you know, wow, I come from the dream state back to this mess. Wonderful. So I'm not in a, you know, then the coffee kind of perked me up, and I was like, well, this ain't bad. We can deal with this. Psyche. And a lot of people would like to know what psyche is. It's the combination of physical and mental stability, balance, normalcy. That's what a psyche is, basically. It's you, and no, ain't nobody normal. They can't define that either. I think that's just wonderful, but they use it a lot. Okay, psychic. What is psychic? And as I've explained, you got three basic realms. What you're sitting in right now listening to the radio on, that's physical. Number two is psyche. Psychic. Uh-huh, yeah, they're kind of intertwined there. And then spiritual. Psychic is the first interlude into spirituality. It does not mean that it is spiritual. Everybody screws that one up, and that's not my problem. Here's what the problem is. Psychic is the use of and activation of your life force. That's basically what it is. It ain't no big deal one way or the other than that. Now, psychic infection means that thing gets infected. Ooh, your life force gets infected. Well, it can also bleed over into spiritual, et cetera, but let's go with a psychic infection. And if you go online, you'll find references to Jung and Jungian therapy, analysis, and all this other happy stuff. And you'll find that they reference the unconscious or subconscious mind, animalistic instincts and all this, and you become basically under its control. The correct term is id, the basis for sex, flight, fright, hunger, very basic emotional and things of this nature. In the unconscious, they also mentioned dreams being part of it. And then they got subconscious, which obviously basically or very similar to what you supposedly are not aware of in the conscious realm. Now, a fully balanced person, and I ain't quite there yet, I'm working on it, is where you have a running conversation with between your conscious and subconscious mind. You find within that a balance. And that balance gives you a basis in reality you'll not find any other way. Some people are not aware of the fact that your transcendental state of meditative activity is a balancing of that. Because when you pull all of your life force, your subconscious mind comes with you. Okay? Dreams are part of this supposed unreality. And what's a dream? Well, a dream is a combination of things. It can be psychic, it can be imagination, and I mean that literally, and it can be an interlude or doorway between existences. Yeah, you might have more than one. And so you go back to that spiritual halitosis of the funky bad news bear that wants to breathe all over you. Have you ever noticed that people with bad breath like to breathe right in your face so you get a good whiff of it? I just, you know, people who got foot odor problems always pull their shoes off right away so you can get a, you know, I mean, it just goes right on down the line. So what are we dealing with? Well, the infection can be an attitude problem. It can be as simple as that. Generally, though, an infection indicates an outside source of influence. Everybody thinks about bugs of different kinds, germs and viruses and all that. Well, if you've ever had an infection in your computer, then you know what it does to the reasoning capability of the computer. Same old with you and me. And no, we ain't machines. I would dispel that immediately. But there's a very good similarity. You can't function correctly. You cannot do what you're supposed to be doing in a correct form if you have an infection. Now, that's a very obvious, very blatant form of it. The other part is one that don't show up. You can't tell it's there mostly. This is called, and I refer to this, and I use this loosely, a tag. Now, what that means is that these so-called entities are keyed into your emotionality and your contacts, meaning that when you have an emotional contact, you have a Skype call or a phone call or you're texting or you're busy on Facebook or some such, tweeting, don't matter. That connection is noticed. The little light bulb goes on and says, here I am. And even though you may not know it's there, these things can operate through this. This was evidenced a certain time last week by certain people. And yet, it was not the fault of the individual that was tagged. Didn't have anything to do with them. What it had to do with was the people it could get to. Now, each and every last one of these viruses and bugs loves to spread. Anybody missed that part, then, you know, look it up on the Internet or think about it. I mean, you know, how's the flu do? It goes everywhere. Kids get it, you get it, you know, everybody enjoys that stuff. So you have a basic infectious problem. There are protections. There are manners of treatment. One of the manners of treatment is to be able to go into full spiritual realm. Not just the psychic, but the full spiritual realm. And you'll identify everything that is a problem and be able to remove it without too much effort involved. If you're limited to the psychic, then you might have a little bit of a problem. You have to figure some things out, but it's not complicated. What do you do to adjust your attitude? You look at it and you go, I wonder why I'm doing that. And then you'll get this funky reason. Because everybody is a rotten mo hamper. Your boss hates you. Oh, really? Your kids don't like you. Didn't you see him give you the finger when he went out the door because he wouldn't give him $20 for fun and games at school? You know, all this. And these little things. That, and you, and your wife give you a dirty look and wouldn't kiss you this morning because she didn't like the way you acted or some such. Okay, well, all of these things add up, and that creates a attitude problem. And attitude is 90% of this. But in a psychic realm, you have to be able to identify the BS, separate out the horse hockey from the hockey puck, so you can play horse hockey with the fun and games virus. It's very simple. You have to identify it and go, really, I don't think so. My wife don't hate me, neither do my kids. The boss ain't as bad as everybody would like to think he is anyway. Why am I feeling? I'm not going to feel that way anymore. I decide, and the decision has to be, interesting to you and applicable. I decide. What do you decide? Do you want to be funky nasty and your deodorant quits at 10 o'clock in the morning and you have a snack that gives you halitosis and all of a sudden your feet sweat and you break out smelling like old laundry room? Do you want all this? Or do you want to have the at least none of that? This is the decision you got to make. Now, you can go beyond just not having it to a point where you can be enjoyable. Your job don't get no better, but it's more fun. Oh, really? This guy thinks he's going to order that. You want it when? Right. Now, let's see. I think I'll blow his mind. Now, my dad was a private pilot, and he asked a certain person, and it was going to end up being a big sale where he would be the supplier. How soon do you need that? As soon as you can get it here. Really? Okay, well, let me check on something. I'll call you back. He checked on it, and he calls him back. He said, how about this afternoon, about 3 o'clock? Really? Yeah, meet me at the airport. He packs the stuff up and flies to the airport. Hands the stuff to the guy who is his chin's on the floor. I never thought that somebody would do that. Well, I need to get the flight time and log some hours anyway, and this helps you, and it helps us. And he said, oh, yeah, it helps you. Well, he did get the big order. mind blowers. What can you do to circumvent the system? Yeah, think about this. Everybody wants to play with the system, but nobody wants to really accomplish anything with it. Well, how about you learn to circumvent it, subjugate it to your own benefit first, then make it contagious? What would happen if everybody at work was happy? Now, it'd probably drive the boss nuts if you're really a funky mojammer. it's like I tell the people that, I go someplace and buy something or get something. I said, everybody in here needs to smile. And I'll go over and whisper in each one of their ears, smile, man, smile. And they give me a funny look. Makes the boss wonder what you're up to. Smile. And the boss is beginning to watch me because I'm going around to each one of the employees and whispering in their ear, and all of a sudden they look at him and grin. He's not quite sure what to do about that. Usually he goes back and hides in the office and peeks out the door watching. He wants to know what's next. These people are grinning at me. Well, there's got to be something to it. It's like a kid. Any kid that just looks at you and grins, you look under the chair to see if there's another one under there getting ready to tie your shoelaces together or something nice. I mean, this is just one of the things that is. So, infection. Psychic infection is where it actually causes the aura to change colors. Usually it's a drab, dull red kind of thing on a light infection. Heavy infection is bright red, and it depends on whether it's physical or psychic as to the color orientation. Certain muddy-looking purples that have red and blue moving around in them are not good. Green's a nice color. Yellow ain't too bad. Let's see here. Blue is really a rest state. But anyway, so you can control your psyche your psychic portion of you simply through your attitude. Ooh. Now, to go along with this, I have looked around, and one of the things I find is a serious problem with archons. Everybody says they're evil. Well, the problem is that they're not exactly evil. They just don't have a sense of morality about what they do. Difference there. Not much, but a difference. And I'll quote this. Now, if need be, we can post this stuff on the Facebook page. I got the websites all lined out and everything. Gnostic texts clearly state that Jehovah is the Lord Archon. Ooh! A reptilian type of alien predator who dominates the hive mentality of embryonic or gray aliens. Jehovah, whom the Gnostic called, oh boy, Yadlah both? Good question on that one. I'll put that online so you all can figure out how to say it. It's truly an extraterrestrial being whose realm is the planetary system independent of this Earth, Sun, and Moon. He is not an advanced being, i.e. more evolved than humans, but a demented alien with certain superhuman or deific powers. Gnostics taught that Jehovah infects humanity with the belief that he is their creator God. Ooh, have you heard this before somewhere? But in fact, he cannot create anything. Commander, that's the Lord Archon of the species. It goes on and on. I probably will post these just so somebody can get some information out of it. Now, that's one take on them. What I find is they're inter-time, interdimensionals. And fun and games with it is that they did not know, people did not know that they existed, nor the influence that they provided. Now, one of those influentials is that E.T. has found out that there's a lot of bugs in the universe. And, yeah, I mean bugs like the kind that bite you, you know, we got skeeters and cockroaches. Well, they got some things similar to that. Only these things are energies. They're not exactly physical beings, but they're not exactly all that advanced one way or the other. But then again, they are, in some cases, creational level a little bit. This is what the supposed advanced, let's see here, deific, these are the superhuman deific powers. Now, what's funny is that they can send these little entities down, and when it lands on you, bingo, you become one of theirs. They can play games with you. And usually they send these things specifically to certain specific people. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is so that you get some idea as to how far it can go. Don't mean it goes that far, but how far it can go. Now, the who, the what, the where, and the impacts pretty much are covered in that synopsis. Now, you can read about this. I'll go ahead and have this posted, and you can read about this, but it is not absolutely fully correct in its presentation of this knowledge. A large part of this is predicated on philosophies that do not coincide with the reality. Now, that's one of man's big deals. He takes Jehovah and puts him in as God. Well, remember, I have stipulated this. Be careful which God you ask for, because you might get one that don't exactly like you very much. And that's only one part of the whole thing. Come here. Oh, boy. You know, I've got several. There's the channeling. Oh, boy. And here's what is an archon. I'll put these two together. Cosmological. Neopsychological. Whoa, boy. Let's see. Sociological, and what these things do, and what they're capable of. Fundamental corrupt character of all human enterprises and institutions, time, history, power, states, religions, races, nations. Uh-huh. Think about it. You got a problem with these things? Well, these things seem to have a life of their own. It's not difficult to understand what's going on. It's not difficult to understand how this works once you understand the basis of what you're dealing with. Now, they're going to tell you that you are under psychic attack when you're talking about the psychic infection. Well, sort of. The Archons are responsible. Well, kind of. They're not the only corrupt entities out there. And yet they'll eat you up if they get the chance. So you got these problems. Now, what do you do about that? I would suggest that you learn how to cocoon up. Now, your spirit is primarily designated to protect you. It has helpers. It's not alone, not by itself. It has helpers. Thus, most people don't go insane when they're dreaming crazy stuff. Most people wake up refreshed because you've dealt with stuff in your head that don't exactly make the best kind of sense in the real world, and you can be ready for the next day's fun and games. You do not lose your emotionality, and mostly things can be, quote, balanced, and balance is the key. That's the first part of the key. Balancing out the darkness by turning on the light, and the cockroaches all run for cover. Well, guess what happens to these little Archon bugs? Same, same. They take off and run for cover. Oh, my goodness, you know, get me out of here. And balance is important. However, I'm going to add some things into this, and this is critically important that you keep these things in your head and think about them. I will suggest that people know something about music tuning 2432. If you don't look it up, you'll be amazed how it was changed to be fingernails on a blackboard as far as our energy is concerned. Ooh. Then you have each and every last one of the broadcast technologies bombarding you. The cell phone. Ooh, the radio towers. Ooh, the TV towers. Ooh, this and that. Oh, my goodness, and the military uses high frequency. Oh, my God, you're just getting cooked. Well, if you can stay out of that, all well and good. Most people can't. The quiet zones for radio telescopes are not all that big, but you can do certain things. Now, one of the things that I've already mentioned is that you should be able to change your attitude about the day ahead of you. You've heard the song, "I See Sorrow for My Day. Oh, poor me." Well, is that what you want? I mean, you know, what you decide what you want. You want a nice day where everything goes relatively smooth, not too many problems, and you're able to get a good day's work in and catch up on things at the same time? Is that what you want? Where you know you're going to be making money pretty quick because you just did an exceptional thing and an exceptional job. You know, it's not difficult. And, yeah, you make your light shine when you do this. Now, what does that mean? As energy beings, which is what we originally were, you can boost your light. You can raise your vibrational basis by changing your mind. In other words, instead of the bleak nasties, you go to the happy sunnies. And please don't be one of those extraordinarily chipper in the morning. Ahoo, isn't it a beautiful day? And throw open the curtains and let the sunshine pour in on my head. Most people I know hate them people that act like that. Some really enjoy it. And, you know, that's who you should do that to, nobody else. Please. Wait until after I've had my coffee, and I'm pretty sociable. But the gist of it is what happens when more than one person does that? Now, you remember I said sphere of influence. We got an area that you affect by your attitude and what people think of you and how they're looking at you, and they, oh, man, he feels good to be around. I think I like being around him. Simple, not complicated. Well, so where does that put you? That puts you shining your light a little brighter. It's kind of like a dimmer switch. You turn it, you're cranking it up just a little bit so that you can see what you're doing and have a decent time doing what you're doing. You won't smack your finger with the hammer because you can see that your finger might be in the way and you move it. Simple. Same thing's true of any job you do. You don't want to hit your finger with the hammer. You do not want to make the boss mad at you, that sort of thing. It's simple stuff. Okay, so what happens when a lot of people do that? I tell you what happens. Not only does it raise the energy level, the vibrational level, boost things up, turn the light up a little brighter, it clarifies. And the other part of this, and this is the neat part, once a person starts raising their vibrational level, turning their light up a little bit, that tends to become permanent. Why? Well, you feel better when you're healthy and happy, and when you're sick and miserable, people want to feel good. They want to have a good time. They want to enjoy what they're doing. Well, I would suggest if you hate your job, search around, find out what it is you really like to do, and do it 24/7. Don't slack up. Don't slow down. Just, you know, pedal to the metal and go for it. What's neat about that ideology is you'll never work another day in your life. You've heard these sayings. I'm not regurgitating anything original. I'm talking about stuff that has been said in the past. The power of positive thinking. The games people play. No boundaries. There are a whole bunch of things you can do with your head that affects everything else. The righter you are in your head, the less physical problems you have. Oh my, really? Yes. When you decide, make it an absolute decision. And, you know, boogie along from there. Now, I've left channeling out of this so far, but I got some of that and a pretty interesting definition. And, Tom, I didn't know if you wanted to go ahead and go with a musical break and then let me hit this or what.
Yes, we'll go with the music break. We'll be back shortly. Bye for now. Hi and welcome back to the second hour. First song was Deep Purple and Burn, and the second one was Jimi Hendrix and Hey Joe. I'd just like to make a couple of comments regarding in light of Neil's post today. And Drake used the word before in the first hour, discernment. Now, it's kind of difficult, you know, nobody gets everything 100% right, Drake, I, or anybody else you want to name. But we here have been fairly consistent, or more consistent than the rest. You know, we called Hughes out a long time ago, and certain people on the board didn't believe it, and may still not, you know, but the evidence is there. Tolek, we had the issue with Tolek. You know, Tolek made all these fantastic promises that things were going to happen last year, and we told you, no, it wasn't. Courtney Brown is another one, and the list goes on and on. And like I said, no one gets it right 100%. But Drake has guided all of us on a better path, on a more truthful path. And that's all you can do, really. Sometimes the intel given isn't 100% correct. And that's not necessarily the messenger's fault. That's the person who delivers it. There may be reasons for that disinfo. It might be tactical, or it might just be an agent who's rogue. But discernment is a large part. I've seen a post there on the page about Leo Wanta. We've told you a long time, Leo Wanta is not a good guy. And Neil will probably chime in on that and tell you about him and that $27 trillion. That was the collateral account money, not Leo Wanta's. On that note, I'm going to hand you back to Drake.
Well, I hope I don't stick to your fingers. I expressed some basic knowledges of diseases and the problems and all this. Let me see here. I'm gonna see about posting this. It's 14 pages. I ain't going to read the whole thing. No, I'm not going to do that to you. Okay, it was clear to me that he was describing the same psycho-spiritual disease of the soul that I wrote about in my book, The Madness of George W. Bush, a reflection of our collective psychosis. Ooh, Bush was crazy, still is. Okay, now here's the gist. I introduced the idea that from the dawn of human history, our species has fallen prey to a collective psychosis, which I call malignant egophrenia. Ooh, there's that ego in there jumping up and biting everybody. Speaking about this very same psychic epidemic, Forbes writes, For several thousands of years, human beings have suffered from a plague, a disease worse than leprosy, a sickness worse than malaria, a malady much more terrible than smallpox. Ooh. Indigenous people have been tracking the same psychic virus. And the basis of the term is what this guy calls malignant egophrenia for many centuries, and calling it Watiko, a Cree term that refers to a diabolically wicked person or spirit who terrorizes others. Now, if that don't fit into diseases, archons, and other things, it fits channeling. And I think I'll probably put a line of posts for these different sites that I pulled this from. These are the more accurate ones that I could find. I did not take all night doing this. I didn't spend all day at the computer trying to figure out which is what. And I'm going to quote this so that people understand what it really is. Now, the gist of channeling is where you provide information that comes through you without you being home. Now, that sounds kind of funky and funny, but all lights on, nobody home. You've heard that. Well, here you go. Channeling, the practice of channeling, a person's body being taken over by a spirit for the purpose of communication, has been around for millennia. There are countless stories of shamans, witch doctors, prophets, and others who claim to hear voices or receive some spiritual knowledge from the spiritual world. Channelers, also sometimes known as psychic mediums, often use what are called spirit guides, friendly spirits who give them knowledge and help them on their spiritual journey. Ah, really? And this is the take everybody has on this. And it goes on to tell you how to communicate in terms of connection with your spirit guide. Now, I'm going to inform you about something. That's horse hockey, the most blatant stinking pile of shit I've heard in a long time, and I'll tell you why. Very simple. You do not, no one has, the need in any way, shape, or form to give yourself over to something else unless you decide that that's the only way to go. It's fully up to you. I'm not going to decide for you, but I'm going to rant and rave just a little bit. If you have not seen The Exorcist, go look at it. She squirts green pea soup real fine. The ideologies of possession is what the basis of channeling is. And, you know, anybody don't believe it, this is the basis for it. And it's fairly accurate. The practice of channeling, a person's body being taken over by a spirit for the purpose of communication. Well, that's all well and good. If that's all there was to it. Now, the problem is the taking over of. When something takes you over, It dominates or has dominion over you. It is in control, not you. Depending on the origin of and reason for, intent and purpose of these entities that do this, ooh, I'll fill this guy right up, depends on what kind of results you get. Now, remember them little bugs? Well, what would happen if you actually opened the door and invited the bugs in? Yeah, come on in here. You can chew on my left leg, and you chew on my right, and you can go in my crotch, and, I mean, you know, think about what it's chewing on. Oh, and that big funky one with all the jewels all over it can sit on top of my head and just eat my brains. Ooh, zombie apocalypse. Well, you don't want to become a damn zombie. Don't do channeling. Now, you ain't heard about a Ouija board and other open doors that allow you to be subject. I suggest you start looking into it. Ouija board is very similar. It operates on the autonomic nervous system, or through it, to your direct nervous system, and causes you to stipulate messages through letters. That's one thing it does. It also opens you up to possession. Now, what is possession? A person's body being taken over by a spirit. Any questions? I mean, it's real simple. It's not complicated at all. And, yeah, I'll post these in some sort of order here that will give people an idea as to what's going on. Now, there's a lot of people out there who believe that there isn't anything wrong with that. Well, that's all well and good. You tell me you channel, I don't want to hear you. Why? Well, there are infections other than just them little bugs. There are things that will eat you up without your knowing about it. And that's called a tag. That's called putting a key on somebody. And that key, when you get emotional or you feel attached to somebody, opens the door. There you go. Now you understand. Now, it won't pass through you. The influences will go around you. They don't want you to know what's there. Why not? Well, because you might want to get rid of it, especially if you find out that it is adversely affecting people that you care about. Yeah, here you go. Remember that sphere of influence? What would happen if that was some kind of psychopath? Think about that sphere of influence, that grumpy, you know, people change suddenly and not for the better necessarily, or you think it's for the better, but they just laugh like crazy when you fall down the stairs or get your tie caught in the shredder or, you know, whatever other things might go on. These are the entities that are troublesome, and that's basically about all it is. Yeah, it'll hurt you some, but it won't kill you necessarily. They want to keep this influence open, and they have to a large extent over a great majority of the population, and the reason they've done this is so that they can influence things. Take a look at the governments. How they're acting, what they're doing, who are they shooting? Everybody. Why? Because they can. Why? Well, we want to see which one jumps highest. And that's just that we don't give a shit. Just exactly that. We don't care. And you know, I'll bet you I can hit that one in the left eyeball, kind of thing. And if you do, then you win the $5 or whatever the bet was. So, you want to get nasty? Look at channeling. Now, here's the problem with the other problem with channeling is the accuracy of the information, and this is beginning to come out because it is being disproven. Now, contrary to popular belief, yes, our government is involved in this. Contrary to what people might want to think about, there are whole rooms of psychic-capable people who are molesting things. And I don't mean just people, things as well. You can screw up a computer program, roast certain portions of the circuitry in things. You can make airplanes crash, cars. You make people do what you want them to do. Like instead of opening the door for somebody that's getting burned up alive on the other side, you lock it. Make sure it's closed and locked. I mean, you know, all these wonderful psychopathic things that you can think of. If you think that Psycho was a bad movie, Well, that's just an introduction to the insanity. The insanity is just as prolific in terms of its nature of being different with each one as we got fingerprints. Yeah. Each one of us has certain capabilities in certain areas and certain places we go and things we do that can be terribly insidious if certain things happen. You notice that the electrical conduit to the control for the subway isn't sealed. And you pour your coffee in there just to watch the fireworks. But what it does, it kills everybody on the train. Or maybe wipes out a subway station. Have you noticed the psychopathic attitude that people have about pipelines? We're going to build a pipeline. Why? Because these trains keep falling off the tracks and blowing up. You don't hear the safety reports. You do not hear those. Why? Well, because you're going to find that there was a concrete block, steel wedge, or some such other thing that did not belong with any of the equipment there placed on the track, on the rail, so that the thing would do that. Why? They want to force this issue. Well, transportation kind of sidestepped that a little bit and said, okay, here's what you do. You notify us, first of all, that you're going to ship that stuff and you can't go through our urban or suburban areas anymore. Bingo. They've been doing that with hazmat for years. Yeah, it's a little bit longer way around, but it still gets there. No explosive materials are supposed to be allowed to be hauled within a city limit, but they deliver gas to gas stations. Now, how is it that a truck is so much safer than rail cars? Well, this is interesting. you want to do a little study of interesting coincidence? Take a look at how many road fires. I'm talking about like interstates and things of this nature. And the fact that they happen on bridges. Now you want to understand why. Now, that's the key to it all. Why would it happen on mostly those locations? Very simple. you change the harmonic frequency of the beams in the bridge to a point where it actually affects the capability of the driver not to go to sleep. And as he approaches, he gets sleepier and sleepier, and when he gets on the bridge, he's asleep. And at that point, the wheel gets turned. Oops. Or it falls over because it's going too fast. Driver's not in control of it. Something else is. You want to get advanced technologies? These things have been around for years. Anybody hadn't heard about HARP? Don't know squat about frequencies and the fun and games you can pull with them. Anybody doesn't know about inverted HARP, the one that goes into the planet? Ooh, and reflects off of things and can go over and reach out and touch somebody? Ooh, yeah, think about an earthquake, a big one. What happened in Japan? They tried to extort the money. They didn't comply. They set off a nuclear device in a crevasse in the ocean. Not difficult when you understand what's going on. And, yes, there is proof of that. You get into things where there are problems, and there's usually some kind of something that tells you something about it. 9/11 was an inside job. What's the proof? Well, something that melts does not melt in a concise direction or angle, and yet there's many I-beams that were cut. Well, that's either thermal dynamics of one form or another, or some sort of laser. They use lasers to cut steel. Interesting. Might have been a plasmic array. That sort of looks like a little chain of capacitors. it goes on and on. There's thousands of millions of silly ways to pervert things. 9/11, they got away with a good example is this fun and games with the House of Representatives putting people in contempt. And don't do diddly squat. How long ago have these others been in contempt and still walking around? The way you get these people is you go to a federal judge and say, hey, I need evidence from this person and they're withholding it, and here's the evidence that we do have that shows this. Bingo. The judge so orders, ruins all kind of things. I posted a couple of those tonight. Hopefully Napolitano on one of the two of them covers that issue. I thought that was really, really nice that he came out and said so. So, you know, you cannot continue to play a game of this type at this level and not have consequences. These people are beginning to run across consequences at a rate that is baffling. You know, how many major scandals does it take to unseat a president? I mean, there's all kinds of questions here. Man, I got to blow my nose. Hold the line.
Right. I'm going to, while Drake's busy at the moment, I'm going to read something out that kind of shocked me before. And this goes out to the military and the militia. I want the people, both people who are listening to this show or will listen to it tomorrow on the archives, and consider this. A Vietnam vet on my Meals and Wheels route told me about 1.5 weeks ago that the VA just backcharged him for his meds since they're not paying for meds anymore. They took the money out of his month's benefit check and he bounced 5 checks trying to pay his bills. When I delivered his lunches, I noticed he would tear open the tray and start eating the food with his hands like he was starving. Today, I found him sitting in his truck in the yard. He was shaking, slightly disoriented, unsteady on his feet, and irritable. I couldn't assess if he was PTSD-ing or it was low blood sugar. Upon returning to the senior center, I reported my concerns to the director. She said that he had been coming in the mornings to snag a free breakfast, but this morning the kitchen was really busy doing the head staff breakfasts and lunches. The Meals on Wheels and catering another event, and that they hadn't the time to make him a breakfast. I grabbed a loaf of bread and she hustled some cheese and sliced ham. I took the extra food to him on the way home. His symptoms had subsided after eating his lunch. I told him that I was concerned that apparently his blood sugar had tanked and here's some extra food. He replied, "I don't want it." I said, "Eat the food or else." He grabbed me in a big hug and says, "Thanks, sweetie." I told him to stop because he was making me cry. Now, that is one of your buddies to the military. That is a person who stood by you. You know, it's a nameless person, but that person has stood by you on the battlefield. And you sit by and let people like that suffer. That's one of your buddies. Stand up and fight for these people. That is all. Hopefully, Drake. Are you ready now, Drake?
Oh, yeah. And I've got something to add to that. There's a movie called A Few Good Men. And it covers this very succinctly in the last few scenes of the movie after the court-martial is over with. They were two Marines were absolved of a murder. And the one said, "We didn't do anything wrong." And the other one said, "Yes, we did." And what he said was, "Just like being in a foxhole. You weren't fighting for a cause. You weren't fighting for a politician's ideas. You weren't fighting for truth in the American way. You each were fighting to preserve the other one's butt in that hole at that time, on that patrol, wherever it might have been." And he said, "Because they were dishonorably just discharged, we didn't do anything wrong." And the other guy said, "Yes, we did. We're supposed to fight for people who can't fight for themselves. Just that simple." Well, I would suggest that these people are proud and they won't go to the church, to the food bank, and get food. These people feel like they're still on the battlefield because of the conditions under which they are put. I got a lot of emotion involved with vets because I watched some of my friends die. And you got no idea when there's nothing you can do and there's no way, no place to go when something like that happens. And we got a whole bunch of deaths out there in Arizona. I want to see somebody come brought up on murder charges, no medical license ever again, and you go to jail for 25 years at minimum. Now, my form of ideology in terms of justice would be to simply go out there, find who was responsible, and put a bullet in their brain. Quite honestly, that's the way I feel about it. Okay, the secretary of the VA says, I ain't going to resign. I came here to make things better. Okay, dude, just what the hell have you been doing? It obviously ain't very much. You got 40 deaths. You got people living like this, and you ain't taking care of business. Well, if you're not going to do the job, how about go somewhere? If you are going to do the job, get a hold of some crusty mothers like me, and we will straighten it out. As I have stipulated, put some of the people who have suffered this into the VA and watch things change. Oh, my goodness, here comes another troop transport. Far out. Oh, he's a nice one, too. Not great big, but big enough. That's the fourth one today. You have to understand that the situation is snafu. People have to take this to heart in terms of understanding that each of us count. We do matter. We can make a difference. I can afford feeding a guy. If he can take care of the rest of it, I can afford sending the money to eat on. Who else can? And why is it that the VA is not taking care of these things? What is the problem? You got Wounded Warriors Project all over the news, advertising like crazy. Send us some money so we can take care of the vets. Where's the VA in this? Is DOD actually stepping on us so hard that we can't afford to do anything? Is that what happened to the VA? I mean, it goes on and on, and I get real hot about things like this. Now, that's only a part of the situation. The other part is that people are supposed to provide care have been put under orders not to do anything that involves compensation for disabilities. And no matter what it is. You remember the Walter Reed scandal? You got a quadriplegic, no arms and legs, and toilet is leaking on him, and nobody done nothing about it. Mold growing up the wall, the whole nine yards. I mean, I've been to the clinics here in West Virginia, and I got to give them a pretty good mark. They're decent facilities. They're old. They're not brand new by any means. But they take care of business. They get the job done. They're overloaded like crazy. I talked to one doctor and found out that he's got over 8,000 patients. If there's somebody out there who wants to pay a student loan off and they have a medical degree, how about we volunteer everybody through the VA? You pay off your student loan over a period of a couple of years, and you do a hell of a lot of good for a whole bunch of people. And here's the tricky part. I've been around the Marines enough to know that they get a whole lot of nothing to do a whole lot of things with. And I have seen them do extraordinary things, both individually and collectively, with pretty much absolutely nothing, and accomplish the goal, complete the mission, and be happy about it when it got done. The VA medical system is exactly that. It has been overloaded tremendously for a long time. Now we got all these people coming back from war zones, and yeah, they're war zones. they call them police actions to get away with not having to declare war and compensating people correctly. You got all these people coming back, and they do not have a systematic treatment system in place to treat each and every last one of them for post-traumatic stress. And it can be a disorder, total criminal insanity, something where you just can't get along with nobody, varieties of it, just as many as there are individuals coming back. We've got thousands of these people. Now, here's the fun part. These people come back, they infect others with the same stress. It's sort of contagious, like the Marcon bugs. People will say it's purely psychological. And you've heard about the will to live, the will to survive, and all this. I think it's been demonstrated. You make it through the battlefield, only come home to a mess and a bunch of attitude problems. I mean, you know, and it's about you. Oh, because you served, you don't need no help. You're a big boy. Oh, we don't want to hear it. That used to be. And Korea was the last war where they didn't, people, you know, shut up about it. Deal with it, man. You're a man. Come on, suck it up. Well, that's all well and good if you can. That's all well and good if you got some training in that area or somebody to help you with it. What if you don't? Situation becomes snafu. Look that term up, and it'll give you what situation normal is. if, and this is an open request to the Secretary of the VA, if you got the guts, come on the show. And, yes, I will send an email tomorrow to the Veterans Administration inviting the man. I would like to hear his side of things and what's being done and who's going to face criminal prosecution, because it is criminal. Anyway, there's an open invitation, man. You can look us up. It's Cosmic Voice. It's Blog Talk Radio. We'll have a special show just for you if you want. You want to bring officials on with you? That's fine. At any rate, that brotherhood that's formed on the battlefield, don't ever quit. Any individual who's been through heavy combat can look at somebody and tell whether they've been on the battlefield or not. Just that simple. That's how deep it goes. That's how ingrained it is. You see, in the jungles, it's similar to the nighttime in the desert. Positively, absolutely black. Totally dark. You might, if you position yourself correctly, get a silhouette. And you can tell by the way the person moves, the way they carry themselves, their name, who they are. Dude, you know better than to walk up on my position like that. What's the matter with you? I could have shot you. Oh, I wasn't thinking about it. Yeah, obviously. You know, don't crimp a blasting cap of your teeth. It's hard on the dentures. It's not difficult to get this down. The people that have sacrificed their sanity, their good physical health, for the security we got here, if you can call it that. I don't feel secure with the government we got, but that is in the process of being changed. I feel that we owe these people at least sufficient means to live. Now, I don't mean you're living in a friggin' mansion on the beach, but live reasonably. there are ways to acquire this. If you have serious problems with PTSD, look on the website. It's posted, and it'll give you the tools necessary, the equipment to fight back. And if you decide, and you got to decide this, if you decide that you're not going to be subject, use them tools and you won't be. It's not going to ever go away. It's permanent. People don't get that part either. The trials, tribulations, and stress that everybody goes through in normal life never goes away either. It's permanent. And, yes, your brain has the capacity to remember each and every last thing that happened to you in your whole life. Pretty interesting little machine you got sitting up there holding your hat up. I suggest we use the idea of proliferation. I suggest that we use the idea of divide and conquer by separating out the chaff. If that's the Secretary of the VA, so be it. I suggest that we take the extra step between ourselves and rosin up that bow and play the fiddle hard. The idea that you got it hard now ain't nothing. And I'm going to explain this real succinctly. This was part of what I was looking at and thinking about when I was doing the research on the subjects that I covered. This subject is goes along right along hand in hand with the idea of somebody coming back and not finding nothing but problems, that the war is not over, that you came back to a new one. Our government uses a variety of things. One of those is weather wars. I told you about the fun and games with inverted harp signals and earthquakes. Well, weather wars is something where they charge the atmosphere. When you charge the atmosphere, you cause things to move in a certain specific way. Why do you think the Southwest has not gotten any rain? Now, you know, they're doing this on purpose. Why? Well, let's add another one in there. British Petroleum intentionally ruined the Gulf of Mexico. Why? My goodness, this is getting deep. The Rocky Mountains has fires all over the place. Why? The Appalachian Mountains are not allowed to have any kind of industry that can be supportive of a family. Why? This is all pre-planned in terms of the destruction of our society, our culture, and humanity in general. And I have run the line with just about everybody you can think of on the air. Everybody has heard from me. Some of them don't want to talk to me because they don't think that they think I'm full of something. Well, I am. I've got a serious problem with the idea that the very agencies, entities, et cetera, that we put in place are out to get rid of us. You think chemtrails are bad? You have no idea. They haven't hit you with a biological yet. And I say yet. We're going to try to put them out of business before they get that opportunity. Some of the people I know are in a position to help us with that. The intended destruction of a way of life is to take people out of the capability of being self-sufficient. Just exactly that. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, what happens when a farmer can't grow crops? He gets a job at the bus company or something. What happens to the migrant workers that do the picking? They come up here and they're stuck. Why? Well, they saved enough money for a one-way ticket, knowing that there should be something to pick when they get up here, and ain't nothing. They're going to packaging plants primarily. That's the new industry for them. The idea is that people who live off the land shouldn't be allowed to do so. This is why New York outlawed the burning of wood for heat. Why? Well, if you got land, go out and cut you down a big oak tree, about three of them. You got enough wood if you use it correctly, and you got a fairly efficient manner of usage for the winter. That means you're not paying their buddies who control the energy industry. You're not paying the light company and the coal company and these others for the energy, and therefore the oligarchs get upset when you start digging your hands down in their pockets. Same thing's true of Appalachia. There isn't sufficient wildlife yet to be able to live off this land. Anybody who ain't growing their own food is way behind. I have not quite got my garden put in yet, but it'll be done hopefully by this weekend. I've got some energy devices that I'm going to be coming out with. I've got to experiment with a couple of them, and I have to put my workshop together first. And that's going to be about a week or two, at least. When I find something that works and works the way it's supposed to, I will put it out through the blog and on the website so everybody can copy it down. These will be distinctive plans. They give you everything you need to know, how much it costs in the whole nine yards, basically. I ain't going to hide nothing from you. The idea here is to set people free. In order to do that, you're going to have to come out from under the thumb of the people that control you financially, physically, morally. And that's difficult. To become your own person means that you have to situate yourself, if you're going to deal with the government, in such a manner that that situation or situating the situation is such that they don't have a controlling interest. They would like to say, this is this and that's that. Well, they do have some say, but not very much. I lucked out and positioned myself well. There are others who are a lot less fortunate, and they're friends of mine, people that I care about. Then you got these people running around thinking they're all that, attacking people. Hoods is a good example. Neil, I hope, sunk her boat today. Now, some of the things that you've seen, and this is on Neil's most recent post about that no-fly zone, you think about it. You want to disrupt things. Certain companies are going to be included, not just individuals. Now, certain companies cannot ship their stuff via air freight. They're going to be in trouble. If their executives are no longer welcome in a great number of places, they're in trouble. Now, there's other things that go into this. You know about me and Neil in the financial situations, and that's being worked on hard and heavy. Some of these preludes to that are what is taking place right now. Now, here's the fun part. What happens, and I'm going to give everybody a sneaky, fun idea. What happens if you have an offshore bank account, nice, healthy, fat one, and you need to move money around and do this and do that? What happens when you are excluded from the capability of getting into your escape funds? What happens when these companies that have these great amounts in banks in the Cayman Islands, for an example, or other places, can't get to their money? Now, you tell me how well somebody can do if all of a sudden their bank account, they can't even access it. They can't get to it. Now, you think about what that's going to do. You think no-fly zone something. We have other things in mind. Now, that's just a little piece of inside info that I thought people might be interested in terms of, you know, accomplishing what we're after. We're looking to blow things open, and I want to blow them open big. I'd like nothing better than to be able to say, okay, and start posting lights on certain places. I'd love to do that. I'd love to hear the church bells ring and ring out freedom. If I had a hammer, I'd ring out freedom. If I had a bell, I'd ring out freedom. Think about it. What happens when the church bells ring? Oh, brother, that means you can rejoice. That means it's done. And so far, I've got everybody in compliance with it. I'll probably have to remind them. They already agreed, no problem. Anybody that's got the capability is supposed to do so. I'm supposed to be able to give two, three people the word, and it goes from there. And it could be in the evening, could be in the early morning, might be at noon, don't know when. I can tell you that we are making extraordinary progress in a lot of things. There have been meetings with high-level officials from various places who have stipulated that they're in full agreement. Now, I thought that was pretty cool. And then I got to the fun part. And the fun part was really extraordinary. All of a sudden, the word got out that we're beginning to take aim at some of these dinks. And what that's done is now we got a whole bunch of other countries, other places, that are saying, where do I sign up at? We'd like to join up in the progress. This looks like we could have some fun with these dinks that have been doing things to us. Here we go. There goes my phone again. Hold on a minute. I'm back. That was quick. I'm getting better at changing phones. So think about in relative terms. Yeah, you haven't seen much. Why do you think the intel dried up? And you ask somebody that's supposed to know. Get on some of these blogs and websites. Show me some new intel. And watch them. You hear a whole bunch of sputtering and a whole bunch of nothing, or made up stuff, either way. That happens a lot with people that want to keep that limelight I really don't care about the limelight at all. What I care about is getting the information out so that everybody can take it and use it like a hammer. You know, you heard of Maxwell's silver hammer come down upon her head? Well, I give you an idea as to what I'd like to see in terms of ringing a bell. I'd like to ring each one of their birthday bells. Not permanent necessarily, but enough so that they get the idea. The extra part of this is an open statement to the military and all of the militias. I hear that there are a bunch of militias that are not only well-dressed and well-formed, but absolutely ready. They hear the word, they're moving. And I mean within minutes, not hours, not days, minutes. And they're all over the place. They may or may not be big ones. They may or may not be what people think. But anybody who has not done training, get out there and train. Get out there and formulate a unit. And what you got to do is you got to figure out who's got the eyes to be your front man, your forward observer. You got to figure out who is the better of the shots in the group you're in. And there's usually one or two, maybe three or so, depending on the size of the group. You got to figure out where your strength in numbers might be, or where it could look like there's twice as many people. We used to do that in Nam. Pick a big old tree, shoot from one side, and then flip over on the other side and shoot from there. It looks like two or three guys behind one tree. You want to see a barrage of artillery? Get two or three guys that are quick at loading an M79 grenade launcher, or the new M1, whichever, and bum, 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 bum. It looks like a barrage, believe me. I'm hoping it don't come to a shooting war. I'm hoping that this revolutionary effort is taken care of in an orderly fashion, peaceful manner by the military. They're supposed to step up. They backed up a couple times. And then for a while there, they said, no, we ain't going to get involved. And a couple of us said, you what? Do you really want everybody to target you while you're sleeping or something? Or do you want to take an active part? Oh, well, we didn't mean it like that. Uh-huh. Well, what they mean is this. They mean that they will, as we start getting things in order, start coming out of the woodwork. Now, I'm not sure exactly what level they are talking about because they didn't elaborate. They didn't give any detail. Well, I'll give you a detail. We're going to start doing things in the very near future. And this is a message to all veterans, all the militias, all the military, and a warning to our government. Your laundry's about to get done. Now, those who participate will be on the correct side of how things should be. And this is a retrograde, alleviation of all kind of rules, regulations, and horse hockey, a reset, so to speak, of our country back to what it was supposed to have been in the first place. You want to be a part of that? You're welcome aboard. If not, and you refuse to take any action, you become irrelevant. Just that simple, that quick. Now, if you stand opposed, you can expect more fun and games than you ever thought was possible. There is more coming at you than you have any knowledge of. And believe me, I ain't talking about being nice. You think those laser-guided bombs and all that sort of stuff is something to be fearful of? You ought to see what we got. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to tell you, or did I? I think I did once. A lot of this stuff has already been tactically maneuvered and positioned, and you don't know where it's at. Where's that going to leave you when it hits the fan? You ain't going to be able to adjust the speed control on the fan, and you're not going to be able to stipulate what size chunks come out. So back to Ukraine. I thought it was interesting that the people have influenced the military there enough that whole units are beginning to side with the, quote, insurgent rebel nasties. And I don't mean the extraordinary extremists. They're not, as such, siding with them. They're siding with the people. So where does this 70% strong, we don't want to tear up our country? Well, there's a problem with that, and that is you're going to have to become a semi-independent state in order to have the autonomy, in order to be able to call your own shots. You don't have a choice. That's the legal definition and parameters that you have to work with. The only way it can be done. just as it was done in Crimea. Now, they voted to become a satellite of the Soviet Union. So, occupied territory? No. The security of the naval bases and the infrastructure that Russia invested in the ports and things of that nature, yeah, they're offering security for that. As far as dictating to the people what's going on, uh-uh. A lot of this stuff's been falsely put out. So you have to be aware that of what is going on, not just here. And there's going to be some things hit the fan here real quick. Another week or two maybe is what I'm looking at. I tell you what, Tom, we got a song we can play?
Yes. Right. We'll play a couple of songs and we'll be back for the final hour.
Thank you. definitely was in the right.
Hi all, and welcome back to the final hour this evening. Those two songs there were Pink Floyd and The Source of All Evil, Money, and the second one was Jefferson Airplane and Volunteers. And hopefully Drake's back with us.
Yeah, I ain't hacking up no cigarette butts.
Are we ready for some questions?
Oh yeah, I bet there's a couple out there.
Right. We've covered the Neil stuff on me, so we'll leave that on the no-fly zones. They're still working on the no-fly zones, and it's kind of a slow process, but it's ongoing.
The reason it's been slowed down is because they got a whole bunch of other countries that are clamoring to get on the list. They got people they want to name and all that, so that list is going to triple or so, in my estimation, in terms of individuals.
Fun is just beginning, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing things. Go with the question.
Right. On the Dave Hodges show, there was an article entitled World War III Has Already Been Lost and the Chinese Are in Process of Occupying America. This sounds very plausible. Are we indeed being taken over by the Chinese?
Not in that manner, no. We've already been taken over. They hold the majority of the debt of this country. Consequently, they have the rights to have a say. If they start doing what I stipulated was going to happen, which they've already done one of, they're going to start selling that debt. And this is not going to be a fire sale. They're going to get everything they can out of it, convert it to petrodollars, and use it to buy gold, as they have been doing. Some 2,000 tons a month, think about that, and more. Why would they want to go into gold? Well, they already got a majority of it, so the more control you got, the better. Now, what do you do to the market when you take gold off the market? Think about it. People who do not have gold or silver holdings, I would suggest you get some if you can afford to do so. Silver is probably the easier of the two in terms of the financial investment. In terms of the Chinese taking over, you tell me, would you want to be a part of a military group that goes into East L.A. telling the gangs to cool it? The military won't even do that. Our own military with tanks won't do that. Now, the estimation in terms of taking over was this. 85% casualties on both sides. You want to thin the population out, that would definitely do it. Now, you got to think about that. Losses are too great. Anything over 35-40% is something that you don't have anything to operate with. You don't have any personnel to do the things necessary to be done. Consequently, no, they're not going to take over, not that way. But, as I said, when you're dealing with the biggest economy, and by biggest, I mean the one that is most self-sufficient and largest, they can do things. Next.
Yes. Drake, would you recommend people taking up an Islamic bank account? As one, you don't have to be Islamic to have an account. Two, the banks are unable to fractional bank on your money. Three, the money is ethically invested, not in arms, drugs, or tobacco.
I would go one better than that. The idea of investing in a foreign bank in terms of putting your money in there would be best served through the Chinese banks that are already here in the United States. And there's a reason I'm saying that. Islamist ideologies are good. Don't get me wrong. They are ethical and above board. What people don't understand is that the move, and I mean this in a very succinct manner, the conditional changes that are taking place in China as we speak are such that the fundamentals that everybody once knew as communist China are in the process of changing now. Russia has already adopted the legalistics involved in a true Republican country. Same as what we got here now. A lot of people say they're enemies. Well, why would they adopt it if it wasn't the correct thing to do? Why would it be that the Chinese are making these changes if it was not something that had already been needed to have been done a long time ago, but they just now have the capability of seeing how to go about it in a reasonable manner? Now, you're not going to have sudden things. You're not going to have things all of a sudden stand out and go, hey, here I am, hi, you know, waving a hand and all that. What you're going to see is fundamental changes. Islamic banks are okay, except that in the Islamic bank, they have the capability of fully withdrawing everything in the bank, whereas the Chinese banks don't. Big difference. The sovereign banks of the Dakota are another sovereign bank that you can get involved with that are backed by precious metals. There's varying means and ways and capabilities if you look for them. You have to understand that those are the basic three so far. Now, you're going to find more beginning to open. In other words, people are tired of the control financially exercised by the central banking system owned by the Rothschilds, who, by the way, are in hiding. Nobody can find where they went. Imagine that. Next.
Drake, if everything shut down today, all communications included, what would you suggest our first response be?
Go to the radio station and turn it back on. we have logistics, tactics in place, according to certain people I've talked to in order to prevent long-term disabling of general infrastructure, power supply, energy supply, communications, etc. So it's not something that I would be overtly concerned about. I think everybody, including myself, could do without a day without having the internet or phones or whatever. It'd be kind of a relief if you go out and play in the yard or something. These things have been already rehearsed in some places, in some manner. There's extra supplies hidden away in different places in order to supplement people who are going to need it. I don't know if you watched the news, but recently New York State decided to do the idea of making sure that Hurricane Sandy events didn't interrupt their commerce by having petroleum reserves on hand. This is the sort of thing that states are taking on themselves in order to their idea is to keep the continuity of government. Well, the problem with that is that you can't deal with all the people. And the reason being is that even the people that would be on security or in charge, they get families too. They got to make sure they eat. They got to make sure the gas ain't turned off, et cetera. You got to put gas in your tank to get to and from. So, you know, that's not going to, the continuity of government, the ideology of being able to control things to the extent they'd like is not going to be possible. Now, here's the other part. The cabal, bad guys, whatever you want to call them, as a group, are failing. This is why you have these emergency excursions to foreign countries trying to usurp their wealth in one form or another. And none of these have been paying off at all. They won't even talk to Obama. Won't talk to him. Now, if you don't get the understanding out of it from that, I don't know what to tell you. Next.
Right. Is this Benghazi episode going to lead to the mass arrests of the Illuminati puppets in the White House? Also, is Benghazi episode Plan C in the action?
No, it's part of the A plan, and it depends on how it's handled. I've been after Congress to do their friggin' job, and so far nobody's done it, and I mean none of them. And this concerns me. But Fox News had Judge Napolitano on, and he explained how to circumvent the necessity for any kind of congressional action other than to hold a committee requiring the truth. It circumvents the Fifth Amendment protections and all kinds of things and forces things legally to be opened. This is why all of a sudden the release of a bunch of documentation today. I'm hoping that they listen to what I posted. Both of the links to that, to Judge Napolitano's take on it and his legal understanding, I posted that on the website so people could get a good sniff of it. If we pressure people in the right places, hopefully we can get this done. If not, then there are other means in process as we speak that will take care of the problem. Next.
Question about Leo Wanta. Your comments on Leo Wanta, Drake?
Horse hockey. Bullshit. The boy never had any legal standing to do any of the things he said that he has done. He was never an ambassador of any sort. And I've checked with the Chinese government directly, and they don't have any records of him ever having had any official ties. Okay? So it's all dummied up horse hockey. Somebody wants to get their hand in the cookie jar, basically. An effort by the West. Now, you notice he gets $27 trillion and brings it to the United States and puts it on deposit. Now, do you really think that our sneaky thieving government is going to let that kind of money sit around? There's going to be somebody snatching it up. Oh, I want my share of the lunch money. Now, you know, that ought to tell you where the money is going or would go. So, no, all bogus. Next.
Will all court cases be retried under common law after the arrests?
No. No need to retry. You vacate the rulings. And vacation merely requires a signature of a standing legal representative, such as a certain level of judge. These things will primarily go to the basis of the common law. If you didn't harm someone specifically, directly, or even indirectly, in other words, although pot is harmful, it doesn't do what cocaine and it does not do what heroin does to an individual, or crank or speed or any of that sort of thing. Consequently, though, all of those things would definitely be vacated. The ideology of a strict sentencing guideline, it says guideline. It doesn't say absolutely you gotta, but these people read it that way. This is where you're going to have definitions of meanings of things. But 20 years to life for cocaine trafficking? Maybe not. I don't think so. I mean, you know, the guy been in jail for 10 years, turn him loose. Vacate the felonious sentence to a misdemeanor, and you can do that, and then vacate the sentence. Bingo. 2-3 pieces of paper, and the guy goes free. This needs to be done thoroughly. Now, by thoroughly, you can actually get a traffic ticket that it becomes a felony. Well, if you're actually trying to kill people with your car or your truck or whatever, I can understand that. But if you ain't, they got no reason to make that a capital crime, period. Vacate all them sentences. I mean, what we're looking at doing is rectifying it, literally fixing it. Not just, you don't need to retry nothing. You just need to vacate this, doesn't coincide with the ideology and spirit of the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, it's void, null and void. Most of the statutes, most of the ordinances, most of the controlling factors people run across are going to be vacated. You have to understand that. The Supreme Court's going to be replaced to a large extent. People that follow the true merits of law in the sense that it was intended and provide rulings accordingly. In other words, you don't go to jail for life first sentence, first trial. Put the guy on probation. Don't do that again. That's a no-no. Turn him loose. Put him back in society. Maybe somebody could figure out a way to do what my mother did, and she started a thing called Cons to Work. And what they did was the ex-cons come out, needed a job that was decent, and they got one. No, they weren't a dishwasher at the local choke and puke, greasy spoon. No, they didn't have to work at the car wash, the only jobs they could get. They put them to work in factories, manufacturing, et cetera, and give them some training. Give them a decent wage to start with so they feel like they're worth something, that their efforts mean something. The problem is this. Do you want to work at a job, or do you want to go on the street corner and make $300-$400 a day cash? This is where the problem is. If you start shutting down the people that are bringing the dope in, if you start shutting down borders and actually requiring some kind of reasonability in acceptance, that doesn't mean we're going to exclude everybody. We have the capability in this country to have an explosion in economics like this world has never seen. Now, this don't mean that we also want to go around tearing up the countryside, fracking, mountaintop removal, or any of that happy stuff. We need to clean up the waters. It's going to take a lot of people to do this, even with advanced technologies. So, yeah, there's going to be an explosion of employment. And the thing that has been mentioned, and it's been mentioned by me, it's been mentioned by Neil, it's been mentioned by others, and I did some checking. I don't just trust everything Neil says fully, so I do my own checking. And when I get a hold of somebody that is willing to talk to me in the right position, I find out things. The initiation of the new financial system on the other side of the, in terms of the unaligned nations, is real. It's being put together presently, right as we speak. You think there's a fly zone something. What happens when the World Bank has a competitor? What happens when the central banking system can't get no more money to fund what they're doing and control all the little banks? Those people that have the little banks are going to turn to the entity that does have the capability. Very simple. They want to play economic warfare and terrorism? Well, let's see how they handle this. What do you do? Who have you ever heard in the United States stand up and tell China, you're going to do it my way, boy? Uh-uh. Don't work that way. You don't tell Russia. You don't swing on the Russian bear's tail. There's something, pull on, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You heard that song. Well, these things are beginning to become a reality. It does take some time. We will have these things before the fall of this year, from what I understand, from what I've been able to glean about it. So look forward to things. Look forward to sovereign banks. Look forward to the idea that maybe your local, and this is a real mind blower, your little local bank system, who's part of, say, a dozen, and they're owned by some big conglomerate overseas, watch and see if those things don't get bought up and put out as truly sovereign banks. along the same Islamic ideology, the same Chinese authority. Think about that. I mean, you want to get some real hope going. That's one of the things to look at. You think this economy is going to be what it was in the past? It ain't, not right at first. But we can definitely, all of a sudden, you get 100 jobs, and then somebody else has 200. Now, I'm hearing things, and I watch stuff. One of the main corporations on this planet is going to drop 14,000 jobs. Well, you know, what happens, you know, what happens when you close up an international bank? How many affiliates do they have that are also affected by that? So, you know, look forward to things being corrected outside of the system you're familiar with. And look at these corrections as being extraordinary, and you got it. Next.
Drake, how would you define the financial or global reset coming up? Is it where everything will be given and divided equally in terms of everything stolen from the people by the cabal and the corrupt politicians and the corporations?
Most of those funds you're talking about, what's left of them will be returned. Many of the large corporations, the cabal, et cetera, will forfeit anything they've got that we can get to. Now, you got to understand, some of these people got places up in the mountains. They dug a hole and buried a bunch of stuff. Well, those are going to be difficult to get to. You're not going to get a full refund on the problems such as, I paid 20 years on my house and I never should have paid a dime and I want my money back. Well, that money is probably gone. However, look at the propensity of not having a house payment. Look at debts being forgiven because it doesn't exist. Straw man, artificial, philosophical horse hockey is coming to an end. Just that simple. Next.
This is along similar lines. How will America look after the reset and elimination of the cabal? Will foreign powers be allowed to come into our country and carve it up, destroy our sovereignty, and impose their control over us, as it certainly appears to be happening?
No. That's the cabal doing that. All of the things you just listed. Now, the interesting part of this is that you're going to find going industries from the unaligned nations that will come into being here. Now, one of the predications of that in terms of somebody coming in and establishing themselves is that they hire local people. In other words, you got a manager, you got an owner, and everybody else comes from, you know, your neighbors or whoever. There's going to be a labor shortage suddenly, and it's going to be interesting. I mean, what's overtime say you're doing a specific job, and I know of several that pay this way. A specific job that pays an average of between $4,000 and $10,000 a week in terms of annulment, valuation. Now, what happens in terms of cash? That means there's going to be a cash shortage, and there's also going to be a cash overage. Then you have to understand, too, that the reset, and this goes back to the first question as well as this one, the reset is going to be a realignment of currency valuations and country valuations. In other words, just because a country has not developed something does not mean it does not have value. So that could be a basic value. You add two or three of those together, you got something. In other words, the ideology that Iraq is poor is horse hockey. the amount of work it's going to take to fix it is going to be extraordinary. They don't have enough people, enough hands. Now, the reason that they have had problems there is because the United States went in, contracted services, and then didn't pay people. Now, you think about that one. That's both the United States government and private contractors. where do they get off being crooks like that? I don't really know. I think it goes to the song, money. The problem will become, in very short order, everybody that wants to work can. Now, those people that really don't, I don't have a lot of sympathy for, if they're able. Now, a lot of people are not able. I mean, physically they can't, okay? Maybe they can do something. It varies. Now, I'm already looking at being involved in these resets and the high finance, and I've been told that I will be involved. So I won't need to be taking up somebody's space. What I'll be doing, and this is the basis of what's going on, foundations will be formulated in a bunch of different places. They will provide funding for specific projects. And it may be a deal where they go through and rehab houses so that somebody's got something decent to live in. It could be infrastructure. It could be a whole bunch of different things. Anything that you can think of that might be a need is supposed to be addressed through what we have in mind and are going to put into place. So what you've got is a situation where I need people that can operate a crew. I need somebody that can keep tabs on three or four crews. I need somebody that can monitor half a dozen of these people that are in charge of three or four crews each. So you get an idea. Now, if you don't have taxes, I want this to be very clear. If you don't have taxes, you keep what you earn. What would be the difference if you did not have a house payment, a car payment, debt payments? What would be the difference? The difference is humongous. On average, 50% of the income of the individual goes to housing alone. That's an average. You add to that buying a car, and you're beginning to get into the grocery money, and you got to have groceries, you got to pay them utilities, and et cetera. Well, with the advent of free energy and the advent of not having to buy gasoline because your car runs on earth energies or something of this nature, think about the prospects. What can we do? How far can each individual reach, and how far do they want to go? That's going to be the question. And hopefully we've got enough people to fill the slots. Next.
What is the current situation with the Bundy Ranch? Are the militia still involved in some way?
Oh, yeah, they're being watched. And some of the people that got denigrated, specifically 10th Amendment Center, moved in closer to the bad guys to keep a closer eye on them. So it doesn't have anything about withdrawal. It doesn't have anything about cowards and running or any of that. It has to do with people watching each other's back, just like on the battlefield. That was a given. You watch each other's back so that nobody got hurt, if possible. And so that's the ideology. Now, the Bundy Ranch, and there's several, that's not the only case of this, and several others need to open, and this is going to be fun too, reopen the cases that were adjudicated as being correct in terms of the financial relationship between the individual owner and the government. As I've stipulated, they could not afford at the time to pay the penalties involved. The government, our United States government, didn't have enough money. That'll give you an idea as to how deep this went. So, okay, they're going to say, well, we got a gag order. Nobody can say nothing. Well, people have been talking. They said, forget the gag order. Screw you. At a certain point, a person has had more than they can take. Okay. The next step is to open and unseal the records involving that case, because it deals directly with land ownership and the limitations on the federal government of property rights. They should never have deeded the land if they thought they owned it. Okay, they got paid for it. So that means that they don't just get to say, oh, we're taking it back now. it's like you're bumping along playing a game, and all of a sudden somebody decides they don't like the way it's going, and they want to take advantage, so they change the rules in the middle of the game. Don't work that way. Next.
Drake, would you please emphasize and explain to the audience that the United States is in legal receivership and no longer exists in any form as an independent body or nation? Explain what it actually means to be in receivership, that the country is literally on the auction block and literally being sold to new owners. I don't think people really understand what it means or how serious it is.
Well, it's serious, but it's not gotten to the crucial point yet. It hasn't got to the critical mass. As far as being sold off, that can't happen. That's first. Number two, 1863, we declared bankruptcy, and it ain't changed. That was because of the call against the credit that we ran up, the bills that we ran up during the Civil War. It has not changed. Every time they have a budget, that budget is negotiated with the receiverships. Now, that goes to the Crown and a couple of other entities that are extremely wealthy from the proceeds. So that is going to be curtailed. The bill has been paid several times over. We keep borrowing money. Well, we get that from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank. We give them the money, and then they loan it back to us at interest? Dude, reach down, grab each ear, and pull real hard, and get your head back into the sunlight. we have, as I said, a load of heavy, hard work ahead of us. And there's a lot of people, both states and others, who are going to assist us with as much as they can. Now, that don't mean we're not going to need everybody and their mother-in-law to help us figure it out. Now, I'll give you one example. Think about the file that the IRS holds. Somebody's got to go through all that mess, figure out which is what and which ends up, and, you know, how many paper airplanes can we make out of this one? So you want jobs? That'd put everybody that's out of work to work, just that one alone. Then you got the Treasury. Then you got the central banking system. Then you got all the federal regulations, rules, and BS. I mean, and you cannot, in some cases, do what's called a sweep, where you say that all of this type of situation is now null and void. You have to address treaties individually. Treaties can be rectified to where they are null and void by the commander-in-chief. You've heard of executive order? Well, when you have an economic emergency situation, Ronald Reagan pulled some of this, you can shut the government down totally, not just a partial fun and games political thing like they did recently, but a true shutdown. Everybody goes home at noon on Friday. We'll call you when we need you back to work. Very simple. It's not complicated, but it is that involved. Like I say, this is not some real simple deal. And I'm being pretty general and very simple about it. But the details are going to be a real mother. You think that you got a hard way to go at work, whatever it is you might be doing. Think about trying to straighten out the federal government. Just think about just straightening it out. Not dealing with the paperwork yet. We ain't got that fur. Think about straightening it out. Well, it can be done reasonably. It's going to take some time. You get that out of the way, then you get the paperwork to deal with. And there's going to be a lot of people look at you and go, want a job? Want some candy, little girl? I mean, it's going to be a rotten mess to deal with, but somebody's got to do it. Next.
Drake, I'm not trying to sound negative, but things need to be said, and I'm sure many people feel this way. I've been ready to stand post for several years now, but no one is going to stand alone to be murdered by psychopathic police and government assassins. The military is a joke, and the police are out for themselves, the militia maybe. We can do the common law grand juries, which is what we're supposed to do, I agree, but no enforcement. So what now? We need action now, not next month. This has gone on long enough.
Well, I won't guarantee you exactly the time frame, but the actionability is coming. The enforcement is on its way. Some of the things that are being worked on, I can't elucidate to because they are sensitive. I wish I could out them, but I can't until they actually come to fruition. Now, here's the thing, and this is for everybody who has this same problem, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I did a thing called the Weight Club, and it was kind of a joke in a way, but it's also true. And everybody's patience is worn thin, including mine. I'd like to have seen it last week, last month, last year. However, in the maneuvering, and I want you to understand this, the maneuvering of the chess pieces on a three-dimensional chessboard ain't easy. Now, anybody out there who thinks they're a tactician, get that three-dimensional chessboard set up and put a designation, whether it's white piece or black pieces, doesn't matter, good guys and bad guys. That's basically why you got white and black pieces, by the way. And look at what happens when you start moving pieces. Now, this chess game is for keeps. This is not a game, excepting that in this particular case, it involves our very survival. That's the seriousness of it. Consequently, and this is the hard, this is the nasty, this is the terrible part, it takes a certain amount of time to get these things put in place. When you got a bunch of other people that were not even considered in actions that are being taken, all of a sudden jumping on board, that slows the process just a bit. Now, hopefully within the next few weeks, some things will be rectified and completed to such an extent that actions can finally be taken. Now, my understanding is this. I heard two stories from the military. Now, the police, although they might seem psychopathic, most of them ain't. I can tell you that. I have dealt with a bunch of them. They're strict, they're careful, and I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is this. I've heard two stories. One is that people are going to lay back until the last minute, and then all of a sudden they're going to give us all the support we can stand. Well, I don't believe that, and there's a reason for that. And the reason is that in the process of waiting, they lose their capability of action. And I don't think they want to be left out of the last big war on the planet. I think that they want their reputations back. This includes police, firemen, everybody that has had problems, whatever it might be. Now, some people are obtuse and get in the way of things that they shouldn't. There is a correct manner in which to handle things. And if you address things in the correct manner, you won't have too many problems. So this is part of it. Now, I'm going to say this very succinctly. Enforcement's coming. The process has already started. It's going to happen soon. As soon as it does, you're going to read about it in the paper. You're going to see it on mainstream media. This I guarantee. So, you know, just like I do, my tongue gets sore from not being able to say stuff, and everybody's gritted their teeth to where they ain't got teeth left. And I understand that. You work your fingers to the bone, you get bony fingers. The song says people who've got something to give, when they find out about it, and they can be anybody, all they want is more, more, more. I'm doing the best I can with what I got to work with. As that situation improves, and as Neil begins to culminate some of these processes, we're going to have something real to work with. Now, my suggestion is that in this time of wait and hope you don't get crunched by the system, stay out of the way. You don't go to bars for just to drink a cold beer. You go to a bar for the possibility of the excitement that goes on there. And that can be sexual. It can be, ooh, bar fight. And you hide behind the bar and watch somebody try to kill the other one. The ideology of the entertainment is simple. Use your imagination. In what manner would you attend to things? And I hear these generalized questions similar to the one that was just asked, and, you know, I don't see daylight. Well, you got to look in the right place in the tunnel in order to see the end of it. I am in a unique position to be able to see that things are happening and to be able to actually participate in some of them, and oh my, what a joy that is. I'm going to say that if people can hang in another 30 days, you're going to see some real far-out things start happening. And these are going to be a combination of global, local. There's going to be a bunch of things go on that people are not aware of that are even possible. Now, that no-fly zone is an example. They had it set and ready to go. Well, now we got other people, other countries, other entities, other places that are joining in. And we got some people to add to the list. Well, when that happens, you got to redo the paperwork over and over and over. At some point, I hope somebody will say, that's good enough for right now. As people want to join in, we'll amend it. I think that would be the easiest and best way to go. Let's implement it now. Let's get some action, some kind of official thing where states and heads of state are standing up saying, no, cabal, you're done. This is what I want to see. And I think that is relatively easily done in terms of modification of the basic paperwork. There's a whole bunch of people that have agreed to that. So this means that it's acceptable in terms of the format that it's been put out as. This means that, you know, the heads of state have signed off on it. Yeah, okay. So let's make the generalized addendum to be allowed to include extra states and extra people. And then we got it by the goodies. Now you add to that, now this is the other part, add to that the capability of going any place on the planet with full authority to act on a legal manner, taking people into custody. There's your enforcement. These things are, like I say, the one is out in the open. The other is still under wraps. When it happens, you listen to the website, you get the emails, you'll definitely be notified. Next.
I think we've had this question before, but I'll ask it again. Is Yellowstone about to blow?
No. It might ooze like Kilauea does. It's not going to blow up. That's already been attended to. Things are in place that will subjugate the problem. So it's not something to be concerned about. Next.
Right. Is Pope Francis still part of the cabal? What about the Jesuits? Are they still part of the cabal?
Well, you just named two of the dirtiest entities on the planet.
Yep.
Each and every last conflict the Vatican's been involved in, just so people will know. And I want you to understand that, seriously involved in it. The Jesuits are the military arm of the Vatican and actually in charge of the Vatican, depending on the situation. So you got two things to deal with, and they're both not exactly kosher, in my opinion. I don't have much use for either one, simply because of some of the things that they've done. You don't go killing people, and that's the Jesuits, and you don't go... you don't go against everything that's being taught in a church by doing the exact opposite. You just don't do that thing. Then you get the Vatican Bank, large financial interest. They pulled back their horns a bit and changed the channels in which they do business, but the business has not changed. And that business includes war and a few other nice things. So, there you go. Next.
What does Drake think about Trey Gowdy, TreyGowdy, being chosen as head investigator on the Benghazi fact-finding committee? Is it possible we could have him on the show? I think the man is the real deal and needs as much protection as he can get. So when he starts bringing out the truth, they are not going to like it, and we'll need to show support for him in some way, I think.
That's fine. And yes, I agree with that. And yet there's a problem with it. And that's the basis of the manner in which they are conducting the thing. As I stipulated, you need to go around the house so that you don't have to have inquiries. You go directly to trial. That's a big difference. And the trial auspices of the house are very interesting. The house actually, in this particular condition supersedes any actions that the Senate might take. The action precludes any form of emergency executive orders and really opens things up. I would hope that this man has the capability to follow Judge Napolitano's legal viewpoint, which is valid, by the way, in doing exactly what I'm saying. As I said, I posted both of those. If somebody's got the time, take the links, look at them. One or both of them have the information involved necessary to do what I'm saying. Get them to the guy, and then tell him that the person who's paying attention and has a website would like to have him on the show. See what he says. You know, he can get in touch with Tom or me or somebody, I'm sure, and we can go from there. Okay.
Yes. Was the kidnapping in Nigeria a cabal threat to the government there not to ally with the BRICS alliance?
Yeah, it was cabalist. All of the insurgent groups are benefiting by the cabal, directly or indirectly. Usually it's payments. I mean, we're still paying Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Afghanistan. Please don't shoot us with the rocket launchers. I mean, my answer to some of these things is not nice. I have a certain amount of humanitarianism in me, but there's limitations on that. My suggestion is that country take each and every last swinging military person they got that can pull a trigger and go visit these people. And don't leave any of them alive. That's my suggestion on that. Now, it was brought up today on The Five on Fox News that there is a load, much larger than that, of human trafficking going on here in the States. Just exactly why is it that hasn't come up? I mean, you know, let's take these guys out, free those girls up. Let's provide security for the schools so they don't have to worry about that happening again. And let's clean up our own backyard. Good Lord, we got dope dealers and whatnot in governmental positions, government assets being used for all kind of nasty things, and nobody's doing squat about it. And to me, that sounds like we need to take militias and go pay a visit. Knock, knock. Who's there? The adversary. We're here for you. Next.
Right, where are we? How close are we to a world where the less fortunate can have access to the advanced technologies?
I'd say something along the line of about 3 to 6 months. That's a guesstimate, all right, from what I know and my contacts and people and entities I've talked to as to what the situation is. It's my belief, and this is part of what's required, we have to get our, we have to clean our nest up. Man's the only animal on the planet that craps in his own nest. We got to start taking care of that. We need to see to it that we are in the process, at the very least, of taking care of that part of the business end of things. As we do that, along with the societal changes, in other words, common law implemented everywhere, and it goes hand in hand with Sharia law, by the way, and Sharia law is not what everybody thinks. You go back to the original, a much different deal. You don't have beheadings, women are not property, and a whole bunch of other things that have been added that have no place in it. There's the same thing true in finance. What I'm saying is that these changes are going to be so extraordinary that we will then garner the interest of upstairs, the extraterrestrial beings that have been watching over us and helping us out, the ones that make the atomic weapons disappear or malfunction, those guys. They're ready. They would like to do this, and yet they're required to hold back until we actually are doing our part, In other words, you ain't going to have a free ride. The knight in shining armor on the white horse ain't coming across the ridge. Basically, what we're tasked with is fending off the cabal. That's number one. Number two, addressing the needs of the planet in terms of starting to clean everything up that we've screwed up. The third part of this, in the process, will be a disclosure on the part of our government. All the hidden technologies, the 200 mile to the gallon carburetor and all this other happy stuff will be outed to the general public. At that point, then you're going to start seeing ETs come in and say, did you know that if you change the carburetor on that thing, it'll work a lot better? What do you mean? Check this out. And I hand you a funny-looking little device and just bolt that on there and watch it go. This sort of idea is more than just an idea. This is basically the parameters of the plan. This is the only manner in which I am aware that it can work at this point. Okay?
Yes. Drake, is the Schumann resonance still increasing, and what effect is it having on the world?
It has increased pretty much in terms of the frequency level as far as it's going to go. What's happening now is that its waveform is changing or altering slightly. And if anybody pays attention, there's a thing called archaeoastronomy. This is where you look at the horizon and determine the rise and set of the sun and position of the stars and things of this nature. If anybody's been paying attention at all, you'll notice that the sun is rising and setting a lot higher than it did before. What that means is that the planet is actually altering its position. Now, this don't mean that you're going to have necessarily drastic changes one way or the other in terms of certain things, but as we free the planet, the waveform can be more completed when we do away with the harp, influences of weather wars and things of this nature. Mother Nature can go back to what she is supposed to be and always has been. There was a great deal of what would be termed intelligent design in terms of the situation and capacities and where things go, how they act, and that sort of thing that have been being screwed with since the 30s is when they started screwing with things. So there, what the officials are afraid of is everything will unwind and it'll cause a big nasty waveform, like a tsunami kind of reaction in the general ecology. This is not the case. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have a clue as to what geoengineering really is, but let's call it geoengineering. And the World Health Organization will sponsor this, and we'll pay these guys ahead of time so that they can continue to dump aluminum and bromide and all kind of fun and games on the people, and the people won't have a clue as to what's happening to them until it's way too late. Oh, my goodness, won't that be fun to watch them all curl up and die? You got that? Now, chemtrails are also used as an actuation point for propagated waveforms. That can be anything from any kind of a signal, such as this phone puts out. It can be something as intricate as radar, etc. When you use a radar array, several dishes, and you create a certain pattern to it, it becomes a harp entity. When you beam that thing at a chemtrail, the chemtrail has certain reactivities depending on the composition. And this game's been being played for quite some time now. So what you have to look at overall is that all of this nastiness is to come to a screeching halt. In other words, at the point that we are fully in charge, everything will be rectified, to include chemtrails, stop, period. If they don't, we'll shoot them down. So, you know, they don't have a whole lot of wiggle room in that. You can look forward to the ideology that the rise, as I spoke about earlier in the show, of our individual frequencies affects the human capability of changing its waveform slightly. It's been altered a long time ago by the bad guys. That's the Archons and other entities that decided that they should rule this planet. So, consequently, that warpage is being reduced. As it reduces, you're going to find a moderation in the weather. Now, we posted something on the website about HAARP and all those tornadoes down south. That was done on purpose, y'all. Think about that. Look on the website and find that post. It shows it. So, you know, there's the proof. I don't know what else you can do in terms of adding to the fact that we got a serious problem with some people that need to be taken out. I don't know what it takes for the military not to realize that this should have been done a long time ago. I don't know why somebody ain't flattened the tires on those airplanes. They come from military bases. They don't mean that everybody in the military agrees with the horse hockey that's going on. They would probably love to have a covert operation. Let's go flatten some tires. We can whiz in the gas tank, man. There's a lot of ways to take care of the problems.
Yes.
The more direct, the better. Okay?
And that's about it for this week, Drake. Your final words?
You're done.
Right, we'll be back. I hope you all enjoyed that show. It was slightly different than the normal one. I apologize if I didn't get to ask your question. They'll be put in for next week. Next week, we'll be having John DeRash back on again to give us an update on the up-and-coming court date, which is on May 12th. And my name's Thomas Williams, and I'll see you all next week. Bye for now.
Time to go on, until we meet again along the road. Remember this on your journey.